Right, well, I started to work in the Alkin Press around about 1949. I'd left school, which was apprentice printer. It was a very happy time there, and the Alkin Press was located in Bridge Road East. There were several apprentices worked for the company. Each department you had the compositors and various other ones, and each one had their own apprentice. And it was our job to go in the mornings and get the rolls for the men and the papers and what have you. And it was a very happy place to work at. And we had some, what would I say, not happy times, but with the printers, they used to get up to all the tricks. If we misbehaved, they would pick us up and take us into the loo and flush our heads in it. And we used to use a canteen of a company called Watson Baker. We didn't have our own. Coming back after lunch, there was down Broadwater Road, there was lots and lots of poplar trees. So the printers decided to tie two of us up to these trees at lunchtime. Well, in those days, the Garden City was a height of industry, and there was dozens and all going back to work, and we were tied to these two trees. And everybody kept looking. We thought we're students doing something daft. And we kept asking people to untie us, and they just laughed and walked away. One of the printers, he came by on his bike, and we said to him, "Can you untie us?" And he said, "I'm late for work," and off he went. Well, eventually somebody cut us free, and we got back to work, and we got back 15 minutes late, so we lost a quarter of an hour's wages. And the wages was round about 16 and ninepence a week. Because being apprenticed, it was very, very low. Another incident was when you signed, the day you signed your indentures, it was the usual thing in the print to debag you,
Right.
hang, stuff your trousers with paper, hang them up on the rafters, and initiate you with blue printer's ink.
Right.
And that was an awful job to get off.
Yeah.
And you had what they called, you used a petrol, unleaded petrol for the type. And it took you about an hour and a half, 2 hours to get yourself cleaned up.
Yes, and you were probably intoxicated on petrol fumes by the
Well,
end of
that was it. You couldn't do that today for obvious
No,
reasons. But I
no.
think there were better days. I mean, you took it in good part and
Yeah.
nobody got upset or worried. It was just a done thing.
Yes, yes.
And then next, just a few doors down from the Alkin Press, there's a little club, and I'm not sure where it was. It was a clubhouse. And the chappie that ran it was called Wally, and we used to get our rolls from there, and then we used to go around the town and get the papers for the men. And of course, across the road you had the bakery, that was just on the corner near Donny's, and we used to get in there and get fresh bread and things to take home when we were going home. One incident, I was Friday night, we're finishing work, washing up, and the sink was full of water, washing my hands. And I splashed someone accidentally, one of the printers, and he threw some water at me, and I threw some back at him. And in the end, I was quite wet, and they finished off. I had both hands in the basin, and I threw this water towards him, and the door opened, and the managing director walked in and went all over his suit. He wasn't too happy. But he took it all in good part.